Autism is a spectrum of cognitive developmental disorders. It's characterized by difficulty understanding verbal and nonverbal cues, repetition of behavior, and disconnection from the external world. The Pennsylvania Autism Census indicates roughly 25,000 Pennsylvania residents have autism. Developmental behavioral pediatrician Dr. Anna Baumgartel describes a few symptoms shared by autistics.
Difficulties learning to speak. Their language is often unusual. If they may sometimes just go on and on and on and speak about one topic that they're especially interested in, and they do that without really the social aspect is there. They don't tune in to other people and don't understand that other people may want to respond. There's no give and take in the way that they talk or that they hold a conversation. So the relationship that is created in a normal conversation is very difficult to establish.
Baumgartel says nonverbal communication skills are also typically underdeveloped in autistics.
They have such a hard time reading emotions, they can also not express them. And I think when you don't understand something, you can't express it either. And I think that's one reason why also there are such problems with facial expressions and expressing emotions through their body language, is they can't read those emotions in other people.
Baumgartel says early diagnosis and intensive treatment are critical. Otherwise, regression is likely to occur.
So when you're born, your brain is like an operating system, and then whatever happens in your environment, for good or bad, whatever you're exposed to, you know, whether it's whatever happens gets downloaded is into your brain, and the more it occurs, the more certain things occur, the more those pathways in the brain get established and the connections between the brain cells get established.
Next on News and Views, we hear from Karen Mischer, the mother of autistic twins. To hear all three parts of this week's News and Views, visit WRTI.org. I'm Timothy Churchill, WRTI News. Autism is a spectrum of cognitive developmental disorders. Autistics share a difficulty understanding verbal and nonverbal cues and symptoms indicating a disconnect with a reality external to themselves. The Pennsylvania Autism Census indicates roughly 25,000 Pennsylvania residents fall somewhere on the autism spectrum. Philadelphia resident Karen Mischer is mother to 3.5-year-old autistic twins, Nathan and Alexander, who were diagnosed at 18 months after taking a test called Modified Checklist for Autism in Toddlers.
And it's probably about 20 or 30 questions, and we had to say no to most of them. They're looking for yeses. So it's things like, are they pointing? Do they have one-word labels that they use? Do they make eye contact? Will they answer to their name? And we really couldn't say yes to any of those things at 18 months old.
Mischer says she was mystified to learn that a failure to point is common among autistics. Developmental pediatrician Anna Baumgartel, she diagnosed Nathan and Alexander, explains the deep significance.
There's a term called theory of mind that sort of tries to explain the social difficulties in autism. The theory of mind means that you're able to understand that other people have a mind and that you can, and that it's not the same as your own. And so if you're pointing, you understand that the other person will look at something that you are looking at also. It's the ability to understand that you can share experience, but that, you know, that someone else is different, but also can have that experience.
Next on News and Views, we hear about accessing services for individuals with autism. To hear this week's News and Views in its entirety, visit WRTI.org. I'm Timothy Churchill, WRTI News. Autism is a spectrum of cognitive developmental disorders. Data indicates roughly 25,000 Pennsylvania residents fall somewhere on the autism spectrum. State Representative Dennis O'Brien says Pennsylvania's coverage for autism therapy is comprehensive under Act 62, signed into law in 2008.
You can access, whether you have an ability to pay independently or you're the poorest person in Pennsylvania, you can access these services.
Philadelphia resident Karen Mischer is mother to 3.5-year-old 6-year-old twins with a form of autism called pervasive developmental disorder, not otherwise specified. She says Nathan and Alexander require 30 hours a week each of a blend of therapies, including occupational and speech, all of which cost upwards of $60,000 a year. Some of that is covered under Act 62 and health insurance. But, Mischer says, without financial support from her parents, Nathan and Alexander's therapy would be incomplete. Mischer also says trying to close the gap between what you believe your child needs and what the state believes can pose a challenge.
They might say, well, we're going to send somebody out for an hour a week. For kids on the spectrum, an hour a week's not enough. They'll often ask you to describe what your biggest concern might be. Is your concern speech? Because if your concern is their lack of speech, then they'll send out a speech therapist. But there's not any one thing that you can say is the biggest concern. You know, they don't have speech, but they also don't have skills, and they also don't have social instincts. So all of those things to me are equal. There's not one that's more important than another.
Mischer says the benefits of receiving comprehensive therapy for Alexander and Nathan have been enormous.
When people haven't seen them for 6 months, they'll say, oh my gosh, they've changed so much. And they've actually just gone through a huge developmental growth spurt in the last maybe 4 months.
To learn more about accessing resources for autism in Pennsylvania, visit autismresources.com. You can listen to this week's news and views in its entirety at wrti.org. I'm Timothy Churchill, WRTI News.